This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an uplifting series titled Eternal Life, based on 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, teaching that this lifestyle is a lifestyle of power. Yesterday, he explained how we must manifest this power, just as Jesus did while on earth. Today, he speaks about how we can walk in this power. Let's join in.
Acts 4:33. In the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean devil. He began to cry out loudly and say, "What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who thou art, the Holy One of God." One day I came home and my houseboy came. He was very frightened. I said, "Why are you frightened?" He said, "Somebody has come to perform sacrifices in front of our gate." I said, "Really? Let me go and see." So when I went, it was a chicken or something that they have killed. Some blood, some this, some that, some this. He said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "We won't do anything." He said, "You mean we won't do anything?" I said, "Yes." I said, "When a lion is running around and an antelope begins to threaten it, he should just ignore it because it is an empty threat." I said, "We won't do anything. This one is an empty threat because we are working with eternal life. It's a life of power. Great power." Acts 4:33 says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great grace was upon them all." 34 says, "Neither was there any among them that lacked." May you have financial power. Yeah. I said, may you have financial power. May you have spiritual power. May you have mental power. Even financial power is a power. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, "Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. All power belongs to God." Human beings have some part of power. Some people may have political power. Some may have financial power. Some may have what kind of power. But what says, as for God, all power belongs to God. It's a life of power. I have prayed for many impotent men to receive sexual power. Because all power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. I remember one brother who got married. No, he was impotent. So, the honeymoon, the wife discovered. She came to see me the following day. She was crying. I said, "What is wrong?" He said, "There's a power outage." And I said, "Don't worry." I said, "Don't cry. There's something called eternal life. And we are supposed to exhibit supernatural power." So I said, "I'm going to pray for your husband. Everything will change." So I laid hands. I prayed for them in my office. I said, "Lord, the way you quickened Abraham, quicken these people." Abraham was 100 years old. This guy is only 30-something. Quicken him. The following day, the wife called me. She said, "Pastor, a 500 kVA generator has been installed. Everything is all right." Put your hands together for Jesus. All power belongs to God. Ask your neighbor, "Where is your power?" You know what? If you want to walk in power, you must be a man of faith. Tell somebody, a man of faith. So this eternal life, if you want to walk in power, you must be a person of faith. You know, but faith is like a muscle. It develops. So the more you use it, the more you exert it, the bigger the muscle becomes and the stronger it becomes. Then that muscle is able to move heavier weights. I'll never forget one of the most amazing miracles that I've seen in my life. Went somewhere in the north and a woman was paralyzed, completely paralyzed. She fell from a building. She was sleeping on top of a building and she rolled over and fell and she became completely paralyzed. And I remember I finished preaching and the Holy Ghost said to me, do you want to see a miracle today? Want to see the glory of God? Want to experience eternal life? I said, yes. Then he said, then you must be a man of faith. So I said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? He said, go and take the microphone and announce to the whole congregation that within 5 minutes, this totally paralyzed woman who cannot walk will be dancing. And I said, what about if she does not dance? What will happen? Then I said, today, all die. They die. So I took the microphone and made my announcement. All the people in the church, they were cheering. You know why they were cheering? They were not the ones who were going to raise the woman. So I said, where are this woman's relatives? Some people came. I said, lift her up. They lifted her up. They propped her up like we are coming to pour concrete. I said, prop her up all around. They propped her up. So she was standing upright, but they were holding her. And the Holy Ghost Spirit said to me, tell them to leave her. And I said, what about if she falls? What am I going to do next? Then I said, leave her. Then they left her. Miraculously, she was standing. But she was swaying from side to side, like she wanted to fall. So my eyes were following her. Then I held her hand and I pulled her. She took some step as if she was going to fall. Very weak step. Then another one. But I realized that as I was pulling her, her steps were becoming firmer. By the time she took about 10 steps, she broke free and started running. The power of God hit her. Completely hit. All power belongs to God. That's why Jesus said to Mary in John 11:40, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. The glory of God is eternal life, is the nature of God. And it says, a man who wants to see that life must be a man of faith. Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. The time has come for you to move in power. The time has come for you to be a man and a woman of faith. There are some people who only want to do what they can do. If you always do what you can do, you don't need God. But if you do what you cannot do, then you are moving into the atmosphere of faith and eternal life. That's why after this meeting, next year, somebody builds a house. I said, somebody builds a house. Is that person here? Can I hear your amen? Is there a person here? Yeah. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. Somebody's getting married. Let me hear your amen. Yeah. Somebody's getting healed. Let me hear your amen. Yeah. Somebody's getting a breakthrough. Let me hear your amen. Yeah. Somebody is anointed. Let me hear your amen. Yeah. Faith. First Corinthians 2:4, Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that eternal life is a life of what? Power. Supernatural power. If you're not experiencing this power, check your faith life. Maybe you are not walking in faith. But when Jesus came into the world, he exhibited great power. Romans 1:4 says, he was declared to be the Son of God. Why? With power according to the Spirit of holiness. With great power. What power is that? The resurrection of the dead. He resurrected Lazarus. He resurrected himself. He said he was declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. I want you to believe in your heart that you will be a man and a woman of faith. That the power of God will begin to run through your veins. That you will manifest and exhibit the power of Christ. That you will not be somebody that everything is by human power. But there are many things you are going to do by supernatural power. The girl you want to marry, may you use supernatural power. All you know is money and dinners. But may you use supernatural power. When Isaac went to propose, he went to supernatural power. Abraham said to him, I've prayed for you. Genesis 24 verse 40, Abraham said to the servant, he said, the Lord will send his angel with you. The servant said, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to return with me. He said, don't worry, you are working with supernatural power. Angels are going to propose for you. Why don't you stand to your feet, begin to pray that God will help you to walk in eternal life. This beginning of miracles that Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to live the eternal lifestyle of power and to manifest this power as believers, we must be people of faith.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear Pastor, I came to see you at the Turning Point service. I'd been expecting some money to be paid because I had made a shipment and it was delaying. Before the service started, I came to tell you of my problem and you prayed for me. In fact, I was weary and tired of this business and because of the problem. And I came to check with my business partner. And after you prayed for me, God worked a miracle. Whilst I was in the service, I received a notification that the money that had been frozen had been released into my account. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. May any money that is frozen somewhere be released.
Grow in a Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabedin.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.